It is said that to err is human. In other words, we all make mistakes. Some years ago, while a parish priest in Newton Arts, at a Sunday Mass, I made an awful mistake. Moments before beginning Mass, a woman called Maura gave me a note requesting prayers for a cousin who had just died in Donegal. The note not only gave the name of the deceased, but it was also signed by Maura. After the prayers for the deceased, I looked quickly at the note, but mistakenly announced Maura's name as having died that day. It was only after Mass that I realised my error when, a somewhat irate Maura marched up to me and declared, "I am very much alive." Yes, to err is human. But that day I also discovered, after a very sincere apology, that to forgive is divine. Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite, was shocked to read in the newspaper one morning not only a premature report of his death, but also his obituary. But what shocked him most of all was that the obituary described him as someone who had devoted his life to making weapons of war. That morning, he resolved to turn his energies and his wealth in a new direction. He would work for world peace and human betterment. Thus was founded the Nobel Prizes. Advent deliberately seeks to shock us into reassessing our goals and to turn our energies in a new direction. In life, we are often pulled one way or another and, as St. Paul puts it, end up not doing that which we want to do and doing what we do not want to do. Each of us is a meeting point for many conflicting forces and demands which threaten to shatter our inner harmony. Advent simply proclaims, it is time to take stock. The prophet Isaiah, in today's first reading, gives a very visual picture of harmony. The wolf lives with the lamb, the panther lies down with the kid, the cow and the bear make friends. They do no hurt, no harm. These words take us back to the Garden of Eden, the place of perfect peace and harmony. But when Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate the forbidden fruit, that harmony was shattered. First, having lost their childlike innocence, they covered their nakedness. Then the blame game began. Adam said of the woman, "She made me do it." The disharmony was further emphasized when Cain murdered his brother Abel. These representative sins of lust, finger-pointing, and jealousy touch our lives in one way or another and are very much a reality in our society. That first reading draws our attention to the fact that Advent overflows with a deep yearning for the restoration of harmony in our hearts, in our families and community, in our society, and in the whole world. Seeking the restoration of harmony in our lives is the real preparation for Christmas. As we draw close to this great feast, John the Baptist cries, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. And the scriptures of this Mass give rise to this urgent prayer. Lord, remove the things that hinder us from receiving Christ with joy. John the Baptist had an uncompromising, indeed shocking words for the Pharisees and Sadducees, because they refused to change their attitude and produce the appropriate fruit of conversion. Today, it is we who are challenged to produce the appropriate fruit, a conversion which promises the restoration of harmony in our lives. St. Paul, in today's second reading, suggests that the starting point of every conversion is to be tolerant with each other, following the example of Christ. Perhaps a better translation of that word tolerant is the patient courage to live in harmony with one another. Paul says to us, it can only be to God's glory then for you to treat each other in the same friendly way as Christ treated you. This way of living emphasizes those words of the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The most basic aspect of our faith, the one which is at the very heart of everything we believe, is that encounter between frail and failing humanity and the God of love. A beautiful image describes God's heart as an open door. Home is where the door is always open, the place to which we can always return, even should others turn us away. Remember that old saying, blood is thicker than water. And remember too that by the Eucharist, the blood of God's Son flows in our veins. The Advent invitation is to come home through that open door of the Father's heart, and there to be embraced once again as his child in boundless and unfailing love. We all make mistakes. To err is human. But in that gentle and beautiful sacrament we call confession, we discover that to be forgiven is indeed wonderfully divine. In the end, it is the only preparation for Christmas that truly counts. Lord, I yearn for peace of heart. Take away my fears. Remove the barriers that hinder me from coming home to you. Amen.